Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our gospel reading from Mark chapter 16, and we're going to be focusing on verse 7, where the young man in the white robe says, "But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Christ is risen. Yes, indeed, he is risen. And that's why we're here. That's what we're celebrating, right? That's why we've got all this stuff up and decorating and the wonderful music and all this special stuff going on, because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. That's what we're celebrating. And I'm sure it's not just us celebrating it. It is churches all over the globe that are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I'm sure it's not just churches all over the globe that are celebrating it. Every church throughout the history of the church has celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And one of the ways that they've celebrated it is actually through art, actually through some very wonderful paintings. And I'd like to show some of them to you. This is Jesus appearing to Mary Magdalene in the garden and saying her name, and she finally recognizes Jesus. This is from John chapter 20. And then there's this one. This is the Matthew account where Jesus comes out of the tomb and all the soldiers are kind of, you know, like playing dead because they're so terrified. I don't know what the flag is for. Maybe this is like, you know, his own version of capture the flag, and he's saying, "I won." But anyway, this is a good painting here. And then there's this one. See the kind of glow around Jesus right there? This is a holy event right here. Jesus is risen from the dead. This is divine activity, right? What's the one thing all these paintings have in common? You actually see Jesus alive, right? And that makes sense, doesn't it? It makes sense because, after all, that's the bedrock of our faith. As St. Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians 15, if the dead are not raised, then not even Christ was raised from the dead. And if Christ is not raised from the dead, well, then our faith is futile. And we are still in our sins. Well, that does make sense, because if there's no resurrection, then why are we celebrating? What are we doing here? Why all this stuff? We might as well just pack it up and go home if that's not the case. So that's why we like to see these paintings. That's why we like to see Jesus risen from the dead. That's why we're celebrating. And every single gospel account has people encountering Jesus alive. Except our text. In fact, if you look at the resurrection account from the Gospel of Mark, you start to notice that things are a little off. You know, there's an emphasis on human weakness, and that Mark has been emphasizing human weakness throughout his gospel, and here, there's no exception. The women are caught up in buying the spices and getting to the tomb because they had to put Jesus in the tomb before the Sabbath, and all of a sudden, they're like slapping their foreheads like, who's going to move the stone away? Who's going to roll it away for us? Hadn't thought about that. And then when they get there and they see the stone has been rolled away and they go inside, where are the angels? You know, where are the mighty angels, you know, with all their power? No, they just encounter a young man sitting there in a white robe, just like kicking his feet back and forth. But he does have a message. He says, oh, you're looking for Jesus. Well, he's not here. He's risen. But go, tell his disciples. See you in Galilee. Well, what happens? They run from the tomb, absolutely and utterly terrified, and they don't say anything to anyone. Odd. But probably the biggest odd thing about this text is no one sees Jesus alive. No one actually encounters Jesus risen from the dead. In fact, this was such a big problem for someone that someone actually wrote another ending to the Gospel of Mark. You open up any Bible and you'll see it. There's some manuscripts that have verses 9 through 20 in which Jesus rose from the dead, he appears to Mary Magdalene and the disciples, and everything is fine and dandy. And we get it. Right? We totally get it. I mean, some ending to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I mean, for all we know, maybe his body was stolen. Maybe he never really died. Maybe it's all this big conspiracy theory. You know what? I gotta see it to believe it. I got to see it to believe it. Do you realize how much of our lives are lived under that? We want evidence. We want facts. We want figures. We want to see results before we believe. You know, I want to see the results of a bunch of trials before I'm going to take a vaccine. I'm actually going to go see a movie for myself before I believe what my friend said, oh, it's just the best movie ever. I want to actually see if a product actually helps someone before I shell out my hard-earned cash, right? Now, it's not just those little everyday things. This see to believe can have serious consequences. We need to see evidence before we say that someone is guilty of a crime. I need to actually see footage or actually hear it from them before I believe a news story is true. I need to see some kind of evidence that someone loves me before I will actually believe that they love me. See to believe. So much of our life is lived under that. And yet, because we don't actually see the risen Christ, this does not exactly transfer into the life of his disciples. In fact, if we are living our life and our faith by see to believe, then our life becomes just a bunch of if only. If only Jesus was here to get me through my next round of chemo. If only Jesus was here so that he could patch up my relationship with someone that's broken up. If only Jesus was here, he could help me pick up the broken pieces of the utter mess I've made. If only Jesus was here, he could get me through this intense period of suffering. If only Jesus was here, he could assure me that my sin, my horrible sin, is forgiven. If only Jesus was here, then I could have confidence as I approach death's door. You see, it's like we're looking at the paintings of our lives, and we just are looking to see Jesus risen from the dead, actually there. And yet we don't. In 2001, the country band Lone Star released one of their hit singles with the title, I'm Already There. And it was about a man who was traveling and was a long way from his family, and he was calling on the phone to check in and see how things were going, and it was just kind of bittersweet. He missed them so much, they missed him. But then his young daughter got on the phone and said, Daddy, when are you coming home? I don't want to read how he responded. This is the chorus. I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I know I'm in your prayers. I'm already there. Now, obviously, this song really plays up the sentimentality. But I want you to consider something. Look what Daddy is doing for his daughter. He's saying, just take a look around. I'm already there. Just take my word for it. I'm there. Was the risen Christ not actually there in our text? I believe he absolutely was. Let's just take a look around. There is the empty tomb. Jesus, who was crucified and buried, he's not there anymore. And the young man in the white robe backs this up. He's like, he's risen. He's not here. Look at the place where they laid him. It's empty. He's gone. And the fear that the women experience, that's not a bad thing. Because they believe that this actually happened, that Jesus rose from the dead. This had been a typical reaction to anything Jesus had done in the Gospel of Mark. He was casting out demons. He was teaching with authority. And the people are afraid because of his divine authority. But the biggest indicator that the risen Christ was actually there is with these words. There you will see him, just as he told you. You see, Jesus had promised multiple times that he was going to be betrayed, he was going to be handed over, beaten, flogged, spit upon, mocked, crucified, he was going to die, he was going to be buried, and that he would rise from the dead. Therefore, Jesus is risen from the dead right there. There you will see him, just as he told you. And with those words, Mark lifts the resurrected Jesus Christ out of this text and into our lives, where you encounter the resurrected Christ in the word of promise. There you will see him, just as he told you, with this word of promise. There you see the risen Jesus. Jesus promises you, I have risen from the dead, I will never die again, and you encounter the resurrected Lord right there. The tomb is empty, just as he told you. But then he goes on. He continues to make promises. He promises, because I am risen from the dead, your sin is forgiven. Death is defeated. Satan has been sent packing. And the resurrected Christ is there, guaranteeing all of it. Jesus promises, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. And the resurrected Christ is there, right there. That he is never going to leave you. His love, his grace, his forgiveness, his mercy, His peace will be constant through the ups and downs of life. And Jesus promises, I am with you always to the very end of the age. And the resurrected Christ is there. Every single second of your lives, right up to the point of death itself, and even beyond that, when he raises you from the dead on the last day, just as he told you, through the word of promise, you encounter the resurrected Jesus Christ in your life as his disciple. Jesus is there through the word of promise through that last round of chemo. Through the word of promise, Jesus is there bringing his love into your broken relationships. Through his word of promise, Jesus is there. He is the one that will pick up the broken pieces and put it all back together. Through the word of promise, Jesus is there no matter what suffering you go through. Through the word of promise, Jesus is there no matter how bad your sin is. He is right there saying, your sin is forgiven because of me. Through the word of promise, Jesus is there right at death's door saying, whoever believes in me, though they die, yet shall they live. Just look at the paintings of your lives and you see the resurrected Christ right there. Maybe it's good to look at paintings of the risen Jesus actually appearing and you can see it with your own eyes. And I certainly encourage you to continue to look at these paintings and meditate upon them. And I certainly encourage artists to continue to make these paintings. But this is not the only place where you will see Jesus alive. Because Christ is risen. Indeed. Just as he told you. Amen.